Hola, I'm Paulina.
Hi, I'm Bricia. And we're sisters, friends, daughters, wives, and business owners, following our dreams, just striving to be a better version of ourselves every day. All right, and we're also moms.
Welcome to the Super Mama Sisterhood.
And I was jumping on the waves with Carista, and it was like, oh my God, this is the best ever. We get in the car, we get home. She cries because I woke her up. I was like, I wish I didn't have any kids within like 3 hours.
She stopped me right there. She was like, Brisa, I want you to understand this. I seriously believe that our children choose us and we don't choose our children.
Right.
Your baby chose you to be his mom.
Mm-hmm.
He knew what kind of mom he wanted. And he chose you as his mom.
Oh, that's really nice.
We're all sisters here to inspire, support, and guide each other to dream bigger and to enjoy every moment of this extraordinary journey that is womanhood. ¿Listas?
Here we go.
¡Super Mamás!
Hola, Super Mamás. This is Paulina, and this week on the show, we have a very special guest. Miriam Carrillo is the current director for the Upward Bound program in Corona High School. Miriam has a master's degree in education and counseling from California State University, Dominguez Hills, and she has dedicated her whole professional life to ensure kids meet their full potential and achieve their dreams. She's going to come and talk to us about how can we support our children towards this goal? How can we help them if they want to go to college? What they need to know in order to go to college? What they need to be doing? Dates, numbers, all that important information we need to have. So if you have a high school kid, middle school kid, or even if you have a small kid like we do, it is always important to have that kind of information. We're also going to talk about what's going on with us, my self-care week, Bricia's vacation, and everything that's going on in the Super Mama world. So enjoy the show, ladies.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, mamas.
This heartburn, man. It's like it's getting real right now.
You're right there. You're just ready to pop.
I am ready to pop. Ready. I just saw the baby. Pop. It turned.
Awesome.
She's turned. Awesome. She turned.
She's turned.
She's turned.
She got turned. She got turned.
She got turned.
Anyway,
you know, that's all I needed. I needed some relaxing time. Everybody told me that when I was saying that I walked out of there.
You haven't had your children for like almost like a week now.
A week now. So, they get here tomorrow.
So like tomorrow?
Yeah.
Oh, are you excited?
I'm excited. Of course.
Well,
I'm excited.
Tomorrow today. So like by the time this episode.
Oh,
airs,
yeah. They're already here.
They're already here. So you
they're here.
You weren't with them for like what?
10 days.
10 days. So you must have been really relaxed.
Well, the first few
you
days.
You have zero excuse.
Yeah. No, the first 2 days it wasn't.
Even though you've always been late everywhere we go. And I'm like, I think that's just Paulina in general. Like all, like that's just who you are.
Well, we haven't gone anywhere this week.
Sure. Anyway, so.
The first 2 days were hard, but I left on a trip with my husband, and that was like really when we went to Valle de Guadalupe, which is amazing. You guys should totally go. And everybody's been asking for a Super Mama's getaway there.
Oh, I know.
So
from our last episode.
Might happen, ladies. And then every day after that, I've been trying to do something for myself because that was the whole point, right? And I remember mom would be like, I hope really like you need to like rest when we're not
so
there.
So did you?
I did. I woke up like I would wake up a little later. I wasn't in a hurry. There was nobody around me asking me for food. So I would take it really easy. And every day I try to do something for myself, which I haven't done in a long time.
Awesome.
And to be honest with you, I feel really good now. I think I told you last week that my eyes were twitching already. Like my eyes were literally twitching because I just felt like it was so much. And this week I just feel much better, more relaxed. But I'm ready for my kids to come home because I miss them so much. I do miss them.
Aww.
And every time I talk to them.
You're getting a dog.
And I'm getting a dog. No, my husband's getting a dog.
Mm-hmm.
True. And yeah, so we're bringing back 3 kids from Mexico, which we'll see how that goes. But we talked about this and we'll see how it goes. I don't know. But we're getting a dog and 2 kids back tomorrow.
And a baby.
And a baby. Mm. You know, Nada más.
Nada más.
Algo
just
light.
Something light. I don't have anything to do, so I just decided to add a dog and another child to my life.
Well, my husband.
That's amazing. Well, if you feel rested, I think that's the most important
thing. Oh, yes. I feel rested.
That's the most important thing.
And actually, I felt like I got myself back.
Awesome. That's
you know,
good.
You guys, I know it's hard and we don't want to do it. And, you know, my kids had to leave the country. But it's very important that we take time for ourselves. Like, I really realize how important it is. And also, like, just to be with your husband alone for mm-hmm. a little bit, which that's what you're doing mm-hmm. next week. Mm-hmm. And it's so
this week
beneficial.
This episode it's airing. So,
oh, yeah, you're right now, you're, like, at the beach.
Yeah. So when you guys are listening to this episode, because I know all of you guys listen to it, like, on the day it publishes, at the minute it publishes, I will be chilling with my man.
Woo! You know,
so and I'll be on Instagram, I'm sure I will.
Life story.
Putting sexy pictures of myself, of course, filtered and very staged. Okay, guys? So please double tap me. Okay? Hit me a like, put like a little, you know, I don't know.
Damn, you look hot.
Yeah, put a little fire in the comments. You know. Please show me some love. Please, you know, make me feel like I'm going to put so much effort into these posts, you know?
Yeah.
Spending maybe 20 minutes editing, trying to find the right lighting, right angle.
However.
At least hit me with like a fire emoji, please. Come on.
However.
Come on,
like,
come on.
You know, like this time that I went with my husband and we had a conversation about this before, like he was like, okay, get off your phone.
Oh, my husband.
Right?
My husband and I had this whole conversation last week about my habit of like getting my phone and like just losing myself in the phone. So I have been very intentional about not being on my phone when I'm around him. And I didn't know that like he had these feelings. So I'm very glad that he was outspoken and told me about it. So I need to be, I'm getting better at that when I'm around him. It is part of our job.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's how I always like kind of tell myself or excuse myself out of that behavior, you know? Well, like, this is part of my work. Like, this is, you know, this is, and I love to do it. That's the thing. Like, I love being on like Insta stories. I love being online. I love being on like Instagram. And like, now I'm becoming more intentional about being more on like Facebook. But, and like, I like it. And I find it like, it's like, if I like it, why do I fight it? And I kind of already surrendered to it. But at the same time, I need to be, you know, respectful of my husband and what he, and you know,
his, be present.
Yeah, of his feelings. So, but I'm still going to be posting on the ground on my vacation. Don't get me wrong. Anyway, so this week on the show, we're going to talk about college, ladies.
Fun.
With Miriam Carrillo from Upward Bound. She is going to just like drop knowledge on college.
It looks so far ahead from us, but it's actually not that far.
But a lot of our listeners also had kids in middle school.
No. I'm just saying like it's very real, you know. I like after we talked to her, I'm like, oh damn, there's so many prep. Like, I need to start like thinking about this like now.
We're gonna talk about, you know, just even deadlines that are coming up for college, all these important things that like us new moms are so like oblivious to. And we're like preschool, and we talk a lot of preschool because we have young kids. So we thought, hey, we need to actually bring someone who talks about college and
requirements
and all that good stuff. So. Yeah, ladies, enjoy our interview with Miriam Carrillo of Upward Bound. Welcome to the show, Miriam.
Thank you.
Thanks for being here. We're so excited to have you and talk about how to get our kids into college and also how to help them have a successful academic career for those that have the goals of going to college. I want to also know that Miriam just had a baby. Okay.
She
just returned to work from maternity leave. Your kid's 5 months old. So I just want to special shout out to you for actually being here with us today. First time mom. So I know right now you're in the weeds. You know, you're pumping probably and like feeding and tired.
Crazy times.
Not sleeping. We all know what it's like. So I want to just thank you so much for being here with being a first time mom and having a little baby at home. How has it been for you?
It's been life-changing, to say the least. I was telling someone the other day, my husband kind of reminds me of that car commercial where the guy is telling the girlfriend, we're never getting married, we're never having kids. We're never getting a minivan. So
I have a minivan.
But yes, my son, his name is Franco. He is such a blessing to us, and he's changed our life completely for the better. I was telling someone, I can't remember what I did before I had him. Like, what did I do after work? But now that I have him, like, I can't imagine my life without him. Mm-hmm. But it was a little bit of an adjustment to go back to work and, you know, doing the pumping. And then as soon as it's time to go, got to go home, got to see the baby, got to feed the baby, all that good stuff. But
it's a big adjustment, girl.
Yes.
Big adjustment. And like, you know, like you were saying, you don't know what you did before. It's like, before you had the baby, you're like, I don't have time. But you're like, no, you have lots of time. Believe me.
I know. I always said to my single gals, like, there is no reason why you should not be out every single day. There's no reason why you shouldn't have your nails done and your hair did. Like, you need to look fabulous every day, because once you have a child, then you really won't have time.
Ditto.
So let's talk about college and the importance of college for kids. Now, I know you and I have briefly were having a little conversation off mic about, like, my mixed feelings about college and putting extra pressure on children to go to college nowadays. We'll go into that in a little bit. But it was back to school season. Mm-hmm. Everyone's back to school. And I know a lot of listeners have little kids, have young children at home. But a lot of our listeners also have kids who are in high school. Mm-hmm. You know, and I remember when I was in high school, and I don't know, you know, how I was able to go to college, to be honest with you, because there's so much prep that goes into going to college. You know, and we heard about this. There's SATs and ACTs and like
APs,
AP classes. Mm-hmm. And if you didn't take AP classes and like credits and like all these options. And then I don't know if it's still the same. Is the game still the same? Has the game changed? Talk to us, Miriam.
Okay. So before I go into specifics, I just want to briefly say I think we're very fortunate for us that live in California, and I think you have listeners all over. But in California specifically, we have four systems. We have the California Community College system. We have 114 of those. And students can do different things there. They can get certificates. They can get associate's degrees. They can become an RN. There's cosmetology, culinary arts. I mean, you name it. Every community college specializes in something
trade
different.
Colleges.
Yes. So like here in LA, we have LA Trade Tech. They have an excellent culinary arts program. Pierce College, they have like a veterinary type program. So every college has something specific. Where I work at Norco College, they have gaming. They have commercial music. I mean, there's so much stuff.
Gaming?
Gaming. Yes.
Like you like play video
like
games?
Like programming, like different stuff like that.
I thought like you sat in front of the thing and you play video games all day. Because you can make a lot of money with that nowadays, yeah, apparently. Anyway. Uh-huh.
So, and then we have the California State University system. So we have 23 of those in California. And then we have the UC system, the University of California. And last but not least, the independent colleges and universities. So there's so many different systems, and there's so many things for students to do after they graduate from high school. So regardless of what a student wants to do, there are numerous options out there. It's not, they don't necessarily have to, I'm going to go get a PhD. I mean, there are so many options. So students have that here in California specifically. Now, with regards to
online
degrees, some programs have hybrid programs. Mm-hmm. Some community colleges have just started to incorporate bachelor's programs. It just varies because each college operates independently. With regards to requirements, so for a community college, if a student wants to go, it's one of two things. They either have a high school diploma or they're 18 years old or older. Those are the only requirements for a community college in California.
Either or. Wait, so I don't need a high school degree to go to a community college?
Technically, yes. Now, the only way...
Hold on. Rewind. You mean to tell me that I spent years in high school for nothing? I could have just waited to be 18 and go to community college? What?
Well, yes and no, because if you don't have a high school diploma, you don't qualify for financial aid. So there are some caveats there. And with the Cal States, students have to take classes which are called the A through G requirements. Each letter focuses on a subject area. Mm-hmm. And each high school that is an accredited high school in California has a list. So there's a website where you could search for your high school and it'll tell you which social science class counts for the A through G requirements, which math classes count, although so each letter stands for a subject area. And they have to pass the class with a C or higher for Cal States and UCs and most uh-huh. likely the privates and independents. Students have to take the SAT or the ACT exam, one of the two. It doesn't have to be both. And depending on the major the student is going to pursue, they might need to take an SAT subject test. Now, there are fees to take these exams. There are fees to fill out the applications for the Cal State, the UC, and the private schools. Students who qualify can apply for a fee waiver. Usually, it's when they're completing the application online, and they'll input their parents' income information. So if they qualify, they don't have to pay for the fee. For the Cal States, it's a 2.0 GPA or higher. Mm-hmm. Minimum. So basically what they're saying is you could have a 2.0 GPA, take all your A through G's, take your college entrance exams, and get accepted into one of our schools. It's not like a guarantee, but that's the lowest grade point average they can have. For the UC system, you've got like UCLA, UC Irvine, that's where I went, Zot, Anteaters. They need at least a 3.0 GPA.
Okay.
Another thing students could do to be competitive is take the AP classes, advanced placement classes, which are college level. Mm-hmm. And if they score a 3, 4, or 5, they will get college credit once they enroll at a college or university. And depending on the community college, some of them have what's called concurrent enrollment. So they have a program where if you're in high school, you can take a college class at no cost. Mm-hmm. They're just responsible for like their health fee if they have to buy any books or supplies mm-hmm. or stuff like that. So that's kind of a general of the requirements right now.
That's yeah, a lot of information. I did that in high school. In high school, I took a couple of classes in this college. Okay, so what age should we start prepping our children for? Because I feel like the most daunting thing for me growing up was, oh my gosh, I have to take an SAT, an ACT, mm-hmm. and then, you know, kids who have parents who are very involved, mm-hmm. you know, they're taking ACT prep classes since they're in eighth grade, you know, yeah. and they're taking, you know, mock ACT tests mm-hmm. until, you know, they're trying to figure out how to get their higher score while still going to school and getting great grades. And so at what point should we start thinking about an SAT or ACT prep?
Well, for that, I think in my opinion, I would say waiting until they're old enough, like maybe after middle school, early high school. Because the other thing you have to think about is that a lot of the information on the test is things that they're going to learn. So we encourage students, the students that are in my program, to take the SAT or ACT spring of their 11th grade year, mm-hmm. May or June, and then take it again in the fall of their senior year, no later than December, because that's when they need to have their scores in. They won't take scores after December if they're applying to colleges and universities.
Okay, so that's important information.
Right? Yeah, the 11th grade is like the important year, right? In mm-hmm. high school, where most of their grades and everything, all the requirement needs to happen in 11th grade.
Their GPA for the universities, for Cal States and UCs specifically, they calculate it 10th grade and 11th grade. Because mm-hmm. when students apply as seniors, they don't have a 12th grade GPA yet. So 10th grade and 11th grade are very important years for students who plan on applying to colleges.
Okay. So now let's talk about if you have a child who may not sort of look like intrigued in school and academics, mm-hmm. because let's be real, not all of us are mm-hmm. born with that academic gene. Mm-hmm. And I think that's one of the things that it kind of bothers me a little bit about our system, mm-hmm. because I feel like society puts so much emphasis in the idea of going to college, having a college degree, mm-hmm. following like 9th, 10th, 11th grade, you know, make sure you have great grades. Mm-hmm. And sometimes we put so much emphasis on that aspect that we forget mm-hmm. about the other aspect that needs to require. Yes, you can get good grades, but that's not going to help you unless you know what
hard work is. Mm-hmm. And then you're going to get into college, get like stuck with student loans. Mm-hmm. And then when you go into the workforce, you're going to come into the workforce at like a negative, what, 30? Is that, what's the average student loan debt nowadays?
It's so I can tell you the cost per year.
Okay.
For our different institutions. I specifically printed that out because it does change a little bit every year. So one thing that people need to understand, parents out there need to understand, is that when they are awarded financial aid, we were talking about this mm-hmm. a little bit. Financial aid consists of grants, which is free money, scholarships, which mm-hmm. is also free money, loans, which they have to pay back. So a lot of time you might see those for-profit schools have commercials on TV and they say, we have financial aid, but financial aid does consist of loans. Loans are considered financial aid. It's basically...
That's really weird.
It's and, like, yeah, that's not financial aid. That's so, just like, that's like financing.
Financing, yeah.
So, it's financial aid. It's financing.
It, any money that helps a student pay for college expenses is considered financial aid, whether it's free, gift, scholarship, or a loan. So I think sometimes people don't realize that. Mm-hmm. And you also have to think about it. A student graduating from high school is 17 or 18 years old. They're signing these loan documents, yeah. and a lot of times they don't know or they don't understand. Wow. So it's very, very important for parents, once their students are seniors, once they're filling out their financial aid applications and all that, that they look at it with their students, because parents know their budget. They know, like, okay, let's do the math. If it costs you, so here, let me give you some numbers. So For the Cal States, so here you've got Cal State Los Angeles, Cal State Long Beach, for example, those are some of our closer ones. It's there. So the range, because depending on the city you live in, your personal expenses, your transportation will vary. It can be living on campus between $20,000 to $28,000 a year for 1 year mm-hmm. for a student living on campus at a Cal State campus. Now, this includes...
Plus preschool prices, you know.
For real. Uh-huh.
This includes their fees to go to school. So their registration, their health fees, all those things. Books and supplies. And mind you, for these other categories, it's an estimate. Mm-hmm. Food and housing. Transportation and personal expenses. So when I work with my students and they get their financial aid award letter, they might offer them, let's say it's going to cost them $19,000 for the first year to go to school. And they get a scholarship, they get a Cal Grant, which is through the state of California, and they're offering them, let's say, a $20,000 loan, but they're already getting free money. You don't have to take the full amount. You can request for it to be reduced, like, reduce this. I only need $10,000. I only need $5,000. And I think that's what happens a lot of times.
Like, yeah, a kid who's like 18 and they give me all the money because I'm going to use that for... And I know a lot of people mm-hmm. that did that, that mm-hmm. use student loans to buy shoes and clothes. And
guilty.
And live off of campus, mm-hmm. you know? So I think like there just needs to be some sort of... I think an emphasis on us as parents.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Our responsibility isn't to get our children into debt. And I feel like a lot of us also feel so guilty, like we have to give our kids mm-hmm. this college experience, quote unquote. But like my thing, what I think, this is personally, you mm-hmm. guys don't have to think the same. We all have different ideals. My thing is like, if a child has that academic gene and whose like dream really is to go to college, that kid's going to work to go to college. Mm-hmm. And that kid's, and like, then it's your responsibility to seek out free money, mm-hmm. right? It's then go. And if you really want to do it, but you mm-hmm. need to go and seek free money. And a lot of parents, what they do, and I have seen it, it's like these kids who have, you know, mediocre grades, but that's not to say there's nothing wrong with the child. That's just not their interest. Mm-hmm. They force them to go to college and then somehow like force them to get into this debt that they were never going to get out of, mm-hmm. you know, or if they do, it's just going to take a long time.
And I think one of the things I've heard some people say is, well, I have a college degree, and when my kid goes to college, they're not going to get any financial aid. And for me personally, the way I see it is, if I'm making more money, then I should be able to set aside a little bit, since you know, for some time, like a little bit a month. They do have, they're called ESAs, education savings plans, or they're called 529s that parents could open up. And I feel that sometimes in the Latino culture, we don't make education a priority.
True.
And I'm probably going to make some people mad, but when I see like $20,000 on a quinceañera, you know what I mean? But then the parents are crying for $50 for a college application or spending all this money on prom.
We need a padrino de college.
Yeah, yes. For real. And you know what? I've said that to kids. If you're going to have a graduation party, say, you know, like put something on the invitation that you need things for your dorm or, you know, gift cards, things that are going to help you go to college. Mm-hmm. I've seen some kids getting their little hustle on, like buying boxes of candy at Costco and selling them. Like, you know what I mean?
Those kids really want to go to college. Yes. You know what I mean? Those are the kids that are going to work for it and it's going to cost them, because that's like the first like shot at adulthood, you know. That's your first shot at knowing like this costs,
yes,
and I have to value education. And there are children who may be more creative or something else that maybe a better turn is for them to go to a trade college and seeing if that's what they want to do in life, you know. And like the parents let go of this guilt that's like, oh, I need to do this for my kid.
I think as parents, we can only do our best. So if as a parent, you can only set aside $50 a month starting now, regardless of your child's age, and you set that aside and you set that aside, even if you just put it in an envelope and put it in a drawer, you know, however you want to say it. But I think it's us as parents, we do what we can. My mom has a good friend that's a coworker of hers. Her son is a doctor now. And this woman was working with my mom, working a factory job. And she was like hustling. She was like making tamales, selling tamales. Like she was like working her butt off. And her son is a doctor now. Wow. And she was determined to help her son because she saw him hitting the books. She saw him saying, I'm going to apply. And I think a lot of times, parents might not be able to help the students fill out their college application, but bring them a little hot chocolate. Bring them like just support them and tell them whatever you want to do, I'm here for you.
Yes.
You know, I've said this jokingly, oh, I want my son to go to college and do this. I said his name, people have said his name is Franco Jeremiah Carrillo. Somebody said, oh, that sounds like a lawyer's name, or that sounds like a doctor's name. So I've kind of said it jokingly. I'm like, oh my God, what if he grows up and he tells me, Mom, I want to be a stuntman? And I said, it's his choice.
Yes.
And as parents, it's up to us to help our kids. So I think we don't push them in any particular direction, but we expose them to what's out there and let them decide. So even if a student knows, I want to go to community college, I want to live at home, that doesn't mean they don't have to take the A through G's. That doesn't mean they don't get A's. That doesn't mean they don't apply for scholarships. Because a big misconception that some people have is, oh, I'll just go to community college for 2 years and then transfer. Well, guess what? When you enroll at a community college, you have to take placement tests. And if you're not at college level, you have to start lower, like remedial courses, until you get to college level. So that's why some students are there a little bit longer.
Got it.
So I think that's very, very important. You know,
super important too.
So if your student is maybe not the best student, maybe, and to me, D's are fails. I'm with like the A through G. Anything below a C is not a C. You barely made it. But
you show up, you get a C.
Yes. And so even if a student's like, oh, it's okay, Mom, I got D's, I'm still passing, I'm still going to get a high school diploma, I'm going to go to community college anyway. Well, then when you get to community college, you're probably not going to be at college level. Right. So regardless of what path our children want to take, we need to encourage them to do their best at school and apply themselves. Like you said, show up, bring your materials, do your work, and ask questions. That's really all their job is when they're in school.
What else are they doing in high school? Like, that's all you're doing. That's all your responsibility is school. And that should just be, I mean, it was for us, you know, when we were to work, but school was like, you have to get all these like really good grades. And we knew that that was our job, to get good grades. And then everything else came after. But I think some kids or some parents are like, oh, pobrecito, you know, it's too much pressure on them, or, you know, like, I just feel like we need to set some sort of standards for our kids in everything. Yes. School, you know, if you're like in high school, I think you're old enough to like also hold a job for a few hours, you know, and that will teach them responsibilities as well.
If you're old enough to walk around with a cell phone, you're old enough to get a job.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you. I also feel like there should be also, I'm a big believer. I mean, also granted, I only have a 2-year-old son, so I don't know what it's going to be like when it's here I am talking all this stuff and then my kid gets to high school and I'll be like a military mom, right? But I also feel like there isn't enough like emphasis on life lessons when they're in high school. You know, like on life lessons. We put so much emphasis in academics and, you know, in math and in AP calculus and AP English and AP history. And it's those things are really important. I'm not saying they're not. You know, we should know because, you know, math allows your brain to make different neural connections. I understand all that, but there's not enough emphasis on like life lessons, you know?
And I definitely agree with you in that aspect, because that's some things that a lot of students lack, life skills. Yes. And I don't know if it's with this technology wave, but I've read stuff where some college kids don't even know how to boil water, or they don't know how to sew a button on a shirt. I mean, basic things that you don't learn in school, that they are life skills. I mean, now we're all electronic, swiping our cards, but
we don't even swipe cards. We just tap our phone.
True. I'm not there yet. but like writing a check, I mean, things like that. I've seen
people make fun of me because I have checks.
Still. I still do too. I mean, I've seen students type with just their index fingers. Yeah. So I feel like they're just things that they're not learning or they're not exposed to. And sometimes, you know, maybe it's we have to teach them that at home because they're not going to learn it in school. Even like doing their laundry, you know, some people don't. I was doing laundry when I was like in fifth grade. I knew how to do that. And I'm very particular with my laundry. And that's one of the things I tell my husband. I'm like, Franco's going to know how to do his own laundry. Franco's going to know how to, you know, I don't want him to expect or depend on somebody else to do these things for him.
And, you know, mind you, I don't think we're saying like, don't go to college and like, don't do anything. So I feel like, yes, that should be there. It's almost, I always look at, okay, school is your daytime job. What's your hustle? You know, your hustle is helping in the house. Your hustle is like, you know, maybe reading, you know, more of like a, you know, positive thinking or, you know, one of those things. Like, I always feel like that's missing. Like, I wish I would have been kind of exposed to that at a younger age, because it would have helped me so much more absorb college.
And I think that there are very basic, like simple things that parents can do to get that exposure, just so their children know what's out there. Everybody's got to have a college, a university, something that's an institution of higher education that's less than like 20 miles away from you, I think. Whether it's, especially here in California, until you get like maybe to the rural areas. But we've got, there are 9 community colleges in the Los Angeles Community College District, you know, and other ones all over. We've got private schools. You've got, you know, here in LA, you've got USC, then there's UCLA, UC, you've got Loyola Marymount, there's Pepperdine. I mean, there's schools everywhere. I can only speak for California. Go to those schools, visit those schools with your kids. They have different events at colleges and universities. They've had what, like 5K races, fairs, or even just go see a sporting event with your kids, just so they could see what a college campus is and talk to people. You know, everybody's got like a friend, a family member, somebody who went to college. And when I say college, it could be like, I have a cousin who became an RN. She did it at LA, at East Los Angeles College. And she's making great money. And she went, and it was tough. It was very rigorous work. And I give her major props because she has two little girls. She's a single mom. So there are so many opportunities out there where you don't have to get in debt. And I think it's just education, reading, understanding things. And that's one of the things I've noticed with this younger generation. Students don't read things. I've been helping students fill out a college application. What do I do here? What does it say? Can you please? And I'll tell them, please read that sentence to me out loud. Oh, okay. That's what I do. So I do that. Yes.
And I think they're used to
he's like, where do I he's like, where do them? I swipe?
Where do I? Right.
He's like, can I pinch in and zoom here? I can't see what this.
Right. And so I think regardless of what our kids are going to do after high school, support them, encourage them, motivate them, and just talk about just doing something. My old hairdresser, when I used to live in the LA area, she told me that when she was in high school, she knew she wanted to do hair. So when she had like her graduation party, everybody knew that she was going to go to beauty school, and everybody like gave her money to pay for her supplies. And she went to school. She did that. She has her own business now. So, I think it's just a matter of, do kids really know what they want to do when they're a teenager, or do they need more time to figure it out?
Right.
And sometimes that's where community college is the best place. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I'm all for doing something, contributing to society one way or another, right. Whether it's a vocation, a certificate, whatever you want to do, do something, but contribute to society. And I know people who have gone away to college and maybe they got homesick or they didn't like it or it wasn't for them. And they came back home with their parents and they just kind of started over. And that was the best thing for them. And like, oh, if I would have known I wasn't going to like it, I would have stayed and just done this from the beginning. But I feel like regardless what our kids do, just support them, encourage them to just be productive. Mm-hmm. One thing that I didn't talk about really was we mentioned a little bit, we talked about financial aid scholarships. There's so many scholarships out there.
Talk to us about scholarships.
It's ridiculous. Look, I tell people, as much time as your kids spend on Instagram and Snapchat, every time you see, go apply for a scholarship, because they spend so much time on their phones.
Yeah.
And some scholarships are specific. Ethnic, or do you speak this language? The colleges and universities have specific scholarships there if you're going to go to that school. But what happens, sometimes students don't take the time to click and read and research and find and look at the deadlines and do that, or request letters of recommendation. So, and we're talking about paying for college. That's another way. There have been kids out there that get full rides because they apply to scholarships left and right.
At what point should we start applying for scholarships?
There are some scholarships that students can apply to, like in middle school, and they'll hold the money for them until they go to college.
That's major.
Repeat that. Middle school. Yes. So we can apply every year for stuff and people will hold money.
There are some scholarships also that, yes,
we're like Latinos too.
Yes, and they'll hold the money. There are sororities out there. You don't even have to go to that school where that sorority's chapter is from, but they have scholarships out there. So it's just a matter of really taking the time looking for them. And what I tell my students is that they should put together like a very well-written personal statement, because that's usually what they ask for. They might have to tweak it a little bit for each application and request letters of recommendation early. General letters of recommendation, unless it specifies, but usually they don't.
Do you have a website or know of a place where people can start doing the scholarship process?
So the popular one is fastweb.com. Mm-hmm. So the way it works is students create a profile and it'll ask you everything. What's your religious background? What's your ethnic background? Like, where were you born? Because based on the information on your profile, they'll send you information for scholarships that you may qualify for. And one thing that I do want to make sure I say is, don't ever pay anybody to give you a list of scholarships. Don't ever pay anybody to help you fill out scholarships, because those are just scams. Students can go to their college and career center at their high school. They get local scholarship information all of the time. Some parents, they might have scholarships that their employer offers. Mm-hmm. My dad worked for, now it's owned by Bimbo Bakeries, Oro Wheat, Intamin's Oro Wheat. And through their union, they had a scholarship. I applied for it. I didn't get it, but I still applied. And one thing I like to say is, think about it as applying to a job. Mm-hmm. Just because you apply to a job doesn't mean you're going to get it.
Right.
So that's how people have to think about scholarships. You apply, and the more you apply for, the more chances you have. You're kind of throwing your hat in the ring multiple times. Yes. So that's what I say. Have your students start applying early, because there are so many out there. One that it is it's a competitive one. It's the Gates Scholarship with Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. The deadline for that one is September 15th. So they look for students who like are doing well academically, are very involved. So I really, really encourage parents, if you have, a very top kid.
Can I apply to that?
I don't know how much it's changed, because a few years ago, the way it was set up is they would pay for all of your educational expenses all the way through graduate school.
Okay. Wow.
So.
And there's no limit to how many scholarships you can have.
No, because scholarships run independently. They're through, you guys could create a La Galaguetza scholarship, you know?
Well, you know what? I was thinking about that after this conversation.
Right. So,
totally do it.
Yeah. So you could do something like that. And like I said, it can be people, it can be foundations, it can be private companies, nonprofits that put these scholarships out there. So they're not going to say, oh, you got that scholarship over there, I'm not going to give you this one.
Oh, got it.
And I would say, doesn't matter how small or big the scholarship is, apply. If it takes you 1 hour to put together your personal statement and you get a scholarship for $100, you got $100 for doing 1 hour's worth of work. That's mm-hmm. what I tell students to think about it that way. Yes, it takes time. Yes, you have to be on the computer and searching, but you know.
But you're there anyway.
Yeah, stop with the Snapchat and the Instagram and the whatever they're doing nowadays.
Get your butt to work.
Yes.
Okay, well, let's take a break and come back with our First Five California segment, Talk Rethink. We'll be right back. And we're back with our First Five California segment, Talk Rethink. Miriam, can you share with us a Talk Read Sing moment or a Talk Read Sing tip that you have for our super mamas?
So my son is 5 months old and he's gotten very squirmy. He rolls around a lot, back and forth. So when it's time to change his diaper, he's trying to roll over. So I start to sing to him, even though I don't have the best voice and I'm probably off key. That seems to calm him down. So I was sharing during the break that I sing the song Pimpon. It's a Spanish song.
Can we all sing it together, please?
Pimpon es un muñeco muy guapo de cartón. Se lava la carita con agua y con jabón.
You guys don't see me, but I'm doing all the gestures.
And what else? Does that keep going?
Pimpon
se desenreda el pelo con peine de marfil. Y aunque se da estirones, no llora ni hace así.
Aww, cute.
Yeah, and then I think it's like a perfect, for us, it's a perfect like before bedtime, because it's like you brush your teeth and then they talk about like he goes to sleep. So it's like, okay, ping pong, it's time to go to sleep.
Aww.
That's how I use it.
Brought so many memories as our child.
Yeah.
Well, mommies, we also want to hear about your Talk Read Sing moments. So don't forget to hashtag Talk Read Sing and tag us at _SuperMama and tag at First Five California on Instagram and share with us your own Talk Read Sing tips and moments, because we love looking through them on Instagram.
I love all the ones that you have shared so far. And remember, send it to us, because we will be sharing all of the ones that you have sent us on our newsletter at the end of the month.
We'll be right back with our Supermama pick or tip of the week.
Yay!
And we're back. So Supermama pick or tip of the week. Miriam, you're on.
Okay, so I have two picks. One of them is on Netflix. It's called The Mask You Live In. I think it's very important for everyone to watch. It focuses on just the way we've been raising our boys. Talks about, you know, how we tell them don't cry or they're supposed to be tough. So it really explores all these things that we tell our boys to do at a young age. So I think everybody should watch it, no matter if you have a son or a daughter or both. I think you should watch it.
Okay. Totally putting that on my queue. Mm-hmm.
And then my other pick is, it's my breast pump. It's the Spectra S1. I got it on Amazon.
I've never heard of that one.
So is it okay if I compare it to another one?
Yeah, of course. Okay. This is realness, girl. This is what we hear.
Okay. So when I had my son, the first few days, I was having a hard time with him latching. I had to supplement for a week and I was devastated.
Yeah, of course. All moms are. And then you find out it's not that big of a deal.
Yes, exactly. with Kaiser, they gave me the hospital grade Medela pump.
Medela, yeah.
So I had that for 60 days, I think. And I had gone to a La Leche League meeting in Riverside and I told them like, oh, they told me I could rent this one and pay for it myself on a monthly basis, you know, just pay to use it. And I'm debating if I should rent it or buy another one. And they told me about the Spectra S1. I think it's an Australian company. So the pump that I have, you can charge it and pump anywhere. So I've pumped in my car. I've pumped away from electrical outlets because you don't need to have it plugged in. And I can honestly say it works just as fine. They have two different ones. The one I have is rechargeable. I think it's like a little bit more than $200. But compared to, it does the same thing. Hospital grade and it works great.
Oh, amazing. Never heard of it.
That's really cool.
I'm going to look into that.
Paulina's
back on that train.
You know what? I mean, it kind of ties in because right now that you were saying breast pump, I realized that I haven't added that to my registry. I'm like, oh, damn, I forgot that. So I guess I have two tips. One.
You have one more, right?
Oh, sorry.
You have a tip.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Sorry, I'm totally taking over.
So my tip is for those of you that have kids and doggies, my doggie, her name's Biscuit. She's 4 years old. So we have wee-wee pads that we use. Mm-hmm. And you've probably seen them at the hospital. The nurses call them chucks. So we started using those to put over the changing pad for my son. Yeah. And I just carry those in the diaper bag because especially boys, they have their little pee-pee accidents. So it's super absorbent and it's perfect.
That's a great tip.
I get those on Amazon too.
Amazing.
That is a great tip. That's another thing that I should add into my baby registry, which is actually my tip this week. A really good friend of ours, hi, Evelyn. She actually shared with me her baby registry, which is called Baby List. And I love it because for my other two pregnancies, I had like one at Toys R Us, another one at Target, another one at Amazon. And this one, actually, you can put any website that you want and it'll gathers it together. Mm-hmm. So it's my baby list. And if you go to like target.com and you want to add all these things, you just add them to your baby list. Then if you go to Amazon, you add them there and then you add all these things together. So there's one compounded list, very friendly, super accessible. And I love it because now I can only have one and send that to my friends, the link, and then you can see anything that I want and you can purchase it from any of the websites that are there. So that one is a really good tip that I got from her. So all of my pregnant mommies that are looking for a good registry, you don't have to have five different ones. You can just have one, babylist.com.
Oh, that's really cool. Look at it. Technology just keeps getting...
Yeah.
Better and better and better. Okay, so I have a couple of picks this week. One of them, I think, you know, a lot of my picks are always like, beauty related. But I don't know if you guys know, if you guys follow me on social media, on Instagram at Brisa Lopez, I went to BeautyCon and I received a bunch of free stuff. It was like the best day of my life.
For you.
Yes. I loved getting free like beauty things. That was like, I was like in heaven. I'm like a huge beauty geek. So I haven't done like show and tell of what I got because it's still like in bags. It's so funny because it's like, oh, it's like my priceless possessions. But I did, I was particularly like excited for this one product. It's a Kopari Coconut Melt. I have seen it all over social media.
But I was like, I don't know if it's good or not. It's a pretty big jar of coconut, almost like coconut oil. It's 7 ounces. So it's actually like a pretty big jar. It's $38 in Sephora. But I was like, oh, why don't I just use coconut oil? What's the difference between this one and the other one? Okay. It is bomb.com. Okay. Like, I will be rebuying this. Like, I'm so glad that I actually got to like taste it and feel it. Not taste it, but feel it and like touch it. It's like this body oil that will definitely like transform the way you moisturize after you shower. It is so good. And you can actually also use it on your kids. So here's the thing that I've noticed about moms, new moms. We have like our set of stuff and then the kids' stuff.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Now, I am the type that likes to compartmentalize things. Like, I don't like to have like a lot of shit, even though I kind of do. But my dream was to find something that I could use and baby can use too. Mm-hmm. And this coconut melt, it's basically great. So it works for me in so many levels. I love it. But also when I get ready, when I shower with the kid, with the baby, and then we come out of the shower together, we both like dig into it and we all both rub our bodies. So we're using the same thing. So he kind of feels like I'm, you know, making him part of the process of, you know, getting ready. So he loves it and I feel safe because it's like organic, vegan, cruelty-free, all those magic buzzwords. It's all of that. So I really recommend that you guys do Kapari coconut melt. I also got like their rose water and tonic for the face.
Same brand.
Love it. Yeah, same brand as rose and coconut face spray.
I love
coconut. Honestly, like it's really, really, really good. So you guys, that's my pick.
Yeah.
And also to kind of go with, I think we were talking about deodorants. I think my sister was talking about deodorant. Because, you know, it's like summer. You know, we tend to get a little bit more, you know.
Sweaty. Moisty.
Smelly. You know what I mean? Like the aromas that come out of our body under our arms sometimes are not the most pleasant ones. And I don't know if you guys know this. I think if you guys are longtime listeners, you know that I have this whole thing with like my body odor. Sometimes it's very, you know.
You smell.
Strong. I get it from mom. You're the same way.
I don't anymore because of what I'm used to.
Yeah, but you know what? The other thing, but you know that your deodorant, right? Like, it doesn't really like work. I've tried it. Some work, you know, better than others. But the thing that always works for me 100% is baking soda. Mm. So I actually have a box of baking soda in my shower, and I always tell my girlfriends, look, when you shower, just put baking soda on your hands. Scrub oh, or your in scrub? Your hands or your cloth. Put it on, and then rub yourself with baking soda at the end. Believe me, it's like works wonders. That's my tip.
That's a great tip. Also, I wanted to add that when I was trying to put together my baby registry, I was like, I didn't even know what to add. Okay. It's my third baby. And I was like, I don't even know what to do. So I refer back to our episode. We have a baby registry on supermamas.la. You guys check it out because I was going one by one. I was like, oh, I need this. I need this. And we put our essentials. So also. Go back and check out our baby registry on Supermama.
Yeah, maybe turn it into a special blog post because I think it is very, people always need a registry list. Well, that's our show for the week. Thank you so much, Miriam, for coming and, thank you know, you, talking Miriam. College and tuitions and grants and scholarships and importance and
one more for thing traveling to think here. About.
And congratulations on your baby again.
Thank you. Can I just mention a please, couple deadlines real ahead. Quick? So for students, when they're seniors, the Cal State and UC applications are always due by November 30th. That deadline does not change. The FAFSA, the application for financial aid, and never pay to fill out and for somebody for a website for financial aid, it's fafsa.ed.gov. So that opens up for California specifically October 1st, 2017, and it closes March 2nd, 2018. And then I'm more than happy to include my contact information please. Because I'm sure people might have questions, and I'll share links with you too for resources for
of course,
for parents and for their students.
You'll be able to find it under show notes, supermamaspodcast.com.
And just one last thing, parents, teach your kids to advocate for themselves, because when they go away to college or wherever they go, they're going to do it. They have to do it on their own. So that's my, I guess, final thought.
And where can we find you then, Miriam?
So They could find me on Facebook, Miriam Carrillo. I'm in the Super Mamas
private group.
I'm in the private group too, so they could find me. Awesome.
Okay, we'll share your contact info on our private page. Yes. And you can find our page, a link to our private Facebook group.
On supermamas.la under contact us.
Awesome. Thank you, Miriam. And thank you, mommies, for another wonderful week. Don't forget to review us.
Follow us on Instagram @_supermamas, Twitter, Facebook, Supermamas Podcast, and again, supermamas.la on the web.
See you next week. Supermamas!
Supermamas! Bye!